Today in Honolulu, a judge agreed to put a hold on his order that the state issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Circuit Judge Kevin Chang ruled yesterday that Hawaii had not provided a compelling reason to ban gay and lesbian marriages. His decision now will not go into effect unless it is upheld by Hawaii's Supreme Court. Pepper Schwartz is a sociology professor at the University of Washington. She has studied same-sex couples. She was a lead witness for the plaintiffs in the Hawaii discrimination suit. Dr. Schwartz cites a recent survey in the magazine The Advocate showing that marriage is now a popular idea among homosexual couples.
For both men and women, they asked them if gay marriage was available, would they want to be married? And the numbers for gay men and lesbians were very high. In the 85% to 90% bracket said that, you know, they would seriously consider it. If you had asked those questions 20 years ago, I think you would have had 20% of gay men and lesbians giving that kind of answer.
In a long-lasting same-sex relationship, is there anything different to the nature of that relationship as compared to a heterosexual union?
Well, I think the similarities are more striking than the differences. I mean, obviously, when you create a long-term relationship, you are more than just each other. The longer it goes on, the more included you are in each other's work friends, community, financial planning. All of those things happen, but the more of a couple you are, the less isolated you can be. You know, you create a world. Couples become more than each other. They become an entity, and they create a community. In gay and lesbian worlds, they may have to pick and choose how that community gets created. If it's outside a gay world or an integrated heterosexual homosexual one, and a lot of that depends on what region of the country they live in, and how much tolerance there is, and if their families are nearby, and if their families accept them, and there is that issue of homosexuality to be dealt with that is not the same for your average heterosexual couple.
Would you know of same-sex couples who would not want to be married legally, would not want to make that declaration in public?
Oh, definitely. There's actually quite a huge debate that while the majority of gay and lesbians are in favor of legalizing marriage and long-term coupling, there is a sizable minority that says, well, wait a minute, what are we buying into? We're buying into traditions of marriage that are inegalitarian. We're buying into a Judeo-Christian religion, for the most part, that has persecuted us and not given us equal standing in morality and law. There are visions of marriage that we can do better than to buy into that particular legal system. So it's a very vivid dialogue.
Is it very much a challenge for a same-sex couple to go ahead and to become married in whatever way they can? Is it a difficult thing? Do they find, for example, that their own relationship will change eventually, necessarily?
I think everyone, lesbian, gay, and heterosexuals, are always surprised that getting married really makes a difference. You know, even if you've lived together, even if you've been a couple, you treat it differently. Your parents treat you differently. The people at the supermarket treat you differently if you call somebody your spouse. So it does change things. I think doing it, accomplishing it for same-sex couples really is quite a bit different. And again, it depends on how tolerant a community you live in and how your families react. Most of us, if we have a halfway decent relationship with our parents, do not doubt that they will come to our wedding ceremony. In these cases, whether or not your parents will support you, are able to support you, your brothers, sisters, it throws up, in a sense, loyalty, family loyalty up in the air, and you're not sure how it will land. Just going to reserve a room, you know, we want a hotel, trying to find a rabbi or minister or priest who will sanctify this in some or any way, creating the kind of ceremony you like, whether you want something religious or not. If you go to a bridal registry, you know, if you will be seen as some kind of freak, or if, in fact, it will be a liberal registry that will say, oh, yes, you know, we have co-registrants, no problem, we're used to this. Every single part of it that heterosexual couples more or less assume they know the answers to can all be question marks for same-sex couples.
Pepper Schwartz of the University of Washington, her book American Couples compares a variety of homosexual and heterosexual relationships. Professor Schwartz talked with us from member station KUOW in Seattle.